It's day two at the UN General Assembly in New York. Every leader is officially given 15 minutes to offer their take on world affairs. President Trump got his turn today, and he stuck to a familiar playbook.
Wise leaders always put the good of their own people and their own country first. The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots.
Another nationalist, Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro, also spoke today. Bolsonaro said any initiative to support the Amazon must fully respect Brazilian sovereignty. The World's Carolyn Beeler and Maria Elena Romero are at the UN. They just stepped outside the building to chat with us. Let's start with you, Carolyn, and the Brazilian president's speech. What did he say?
He dedicated a significant chunk of his speech to the Amazon. He roundly criticized what he called sensationalist attacks from the international media about his handling of those Amazon fires. And he said that offers of help from the G7 were a threat to Brazil's sovereignty. And he also tried to sell Brazil's environmental record, highlighting the vast swaths of undeveloped forest that the country still has.
My administration has solemnly committed itself to environmental preservation and to sustainable development. Our Amazonian region is larger than all of Western Europe and remains virtually pristine and untouched, which is evidence of the fact that we are one of the countries that most protect the environment.
A lofty statement there. He also went on to blame dry weather and high winds for, he called them, spontaneous wildfires, and emphasized that burning to clear land is part of both indigenous and local cultures in Brazil.
Did anybody fact check those things? I mean, was high winds and dry weather part of the reason for the wildfires? And how about the indigenous and local culture around burning?
Yeah, well, first of all, it's true that a pretty high percentage of Brazil is still, in fact, covered with its native vegetation. More than 60% are still forest or savanna or scrubland. It's not true that dry weather and high winds are to blame for any significant number of fires in the Amazon. It's a humid rainforest. It doesn't have the same patterns of natural fire and regrowth that some of the forests in the U.S. have, for example. So it's also true that burning land to clear for agriculture has been going on for a long time in Brazil, but it's also true that those fires have increased this past year under Bolsonaro and his policies. But, you know, his environmental argument was mostly underpinned, you know, not by science, but by the idea that the Amazon is Brazil's and not anyone else's.
It is a fallacy to say that the Amazon is the heritage of humankind, and a misconception as confirmed by scientists to say that our Amazonian forests are the lungs of the world. Using and resorting to these fallacies, certain countries, instead of helping, called into question that which we hold as the most sacred value, our sovereignty.
He also spent several minutes of his speech trying to burnish his image as an ally of indigenous Brazilians, even reading a letter of support from them on stage. Our colleague Maria Elena Romero here has been reporting on that.
Hello, Carol.
Hey, Maria Elena. Now, Jair Bolsonaro's government, I don't think it's ever been very popular with indigenous leaders. How does his speech today fit into the larger picture?
That's right. Bolsonaro has been criticized for his treatment of indigenous people. And today at the UNGA, he used his speech to defend his policies. He said that indigenous communities are thirsty and eager to see development and to have access to health and education. He said that he will not expand land set aside for indigenous people, and he will open some of these lands for mining, which will translate into economic development for those communities.
But I understand Bolsonaro traveled to the UN with an indigenous leader who does support him. How's that gone over?
Right. Traveling with Brazil's official delegation is an indigenous woman called Isani Kalapalo. She was in the hall watching the speech as it happened, listening to Bolsonaro. She's from an indigenous village in the state of Mato Grosso in central Brazil, and she's a rare pro-Bolsonaro voice, indigenous voice. She's an outspoken supporter of his policies, and she speaks about the need for economic development in indigenous lands. About a week ago, she appeared on a video posted on Brazil's foreign ministry's YouTube page.
O que ele está dizendo aqui é muito importante porque
saying that there were lots of fake news circulating in the media about the Amazon fires.
What is Kalapalo's reputation among other indigenous leaders? Does she have a lot of support?
Having Carla Palos part of the of Brazil's official delegation to the UNGA actually prompted a strongly worded letter from indigenous leaders in Brazil. They denounced Bolsonaro's policies, and they also denounced the presence of Carla Palos here as a representative of indigenous people. I spoke to Dina Mantusha, who is part of a political and advocacy organization that represents over 300 indigenous groups in Brazil.
E a insane Carla Palos, ela não representa os povos indígenas.
He says that Carla Palos does not represent indigenous Brazilians, and that the fact that Bolsonaro is portraying her as such is just another manifestation of his authoritarian policies.
Now I want to go back to you, Carolyn. And President Trump, who spoke directly after Bolsonaro, the two seemed to touch on similar themes.
Yeah, the similarity between the two leaders' messages was actually pretty striking. They both focused on national sovereignty. But for President Trump, it wasn't framed as a fight against colonialism, but against open borders. He said countries should strengthen their national identities and pride, and he sent a very strong message to potential immigrants from this UN stage.
If you make it here, you will not be allowed in. You will be promptly returned home. You will not be released into our country as long as I am president of the United States.
That's amazing because it sounds very much like a campaign speech.
It does, but the tone is so different. He sounded very subdued today, almost weary, and he appeared much less in his element than he does when facing crowds of supporters. And, you know, he was preaching against globalism in a room that stands for globalism more than perhaps any other on Earth.
The World's Carolyn Beeler and Maria Elena Romero at the United Nations, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Carol.
Thank you, Carol.